Okay, so we just finished, just got out of the sea split. We survived. We said Az Yashir, and now we move on to Yishtabach. Yishtabach is like the closing prayer. It has 15 praises of Hashem, paralleling the 15 steps in the Beit HaMikdash. So you can imagine yourself kind of walking higher and higher and higher. During those 15 praises, it's especially important not to make an interruption. So if the chazan starts Kaddish, I would say even stop before Yishtabach and just answer Amin. And then, good, so we finished Yishtabach, and at that point you have a little break. If you need to make an announcement for the tzibur, or if, let's say, you didn't have a chance to put on your tefillin or your talis, what you do is you wait until that little break between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu is a little time. That's the ideal time to put on tefillin or say a bracha or say an announcement. Obviously, only if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, better not to interrupt. And after Yishtabach, we move on to Kaddish. Okay? Kaddish is always like it basically means we're going to the next stage of tefillah. It's like a ladder. We're moving higher and higher. Kabbalistically, there are four worlds of prayer, four olamot that we're entering into. And right now, when we're saying Birchot Kriyat Shema, we're entering into the chambers of the king. We're about to, you know, in Shemona Esrei, we're in the Holy of Holies, standing face to face to God. During the Birchot Kriyat Shema and the Shema, we're just preparing ourselves, mamish in the office, right about to enter into God's one-on-one Kodesh Kodashim. So we're spiritually preparing ourselves. You also say, Kabbalistically, you're moving into Har HaBayit. Before you go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. So we need to take that time to prepare. Now, during Chatzi Kaddish, in general, it's like Dvarim Shem Kedusha, so you need 10 people to answer, and the Chazan stands with his feet together, just like in Shemona Esrei. You're not supposed to walk in the four Amos of the Chazan. And as we know, the Ashkenazi custom is to stand along with the Chazan to show that we are also in this moment of Kedusha with him. Svardim, any Svardim here? Any Svardim? No, not so much. Alright, so Svardim don't necessarily stand every time they can do Kaddish. That was not the minhag of the Arizal. So that's why if you go to a Svardi shul, you may be surprised to see they don't stand during Yishtabach, they don't always stand during Kaddish. But if you are already standing, then they will continue, then you should continue to stand. And for Baruch Hu, again, the custom, certainly for Ashkenazim, is to stand and bow during Baruch Hu because this is a inyan of Kedusha. Yeah? Question?
What about Nusach Ari?
Nusach Ari, I would say, would not stand necessarily in Kaddish. They don't know. If you go to a Sephardi shul, they generally don't stand.
Nusach Svard, not Svard.
Oh, Svard. Nusach Svard generally is basically like Ashkenazi with a couple of Kabbalistic twists. So if you're Nusach, I'm Nusach Svard. So you do stand. In general, if the chazan's standing, you should try to stand just out of respect for the tefillah. In general, whenever the chazan is saying Kaddish, you should try to stop whatever you're saying, finish up the sentence, and just listen and say Amen. And just, you know, be Amen. When you say Amen, you're basically having kavana. I agree. That's right. When you say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you should say Amen. I agree. And then stop for a split second, and then say Yehi Shmei Rabbah, which is a whole different statement that his name should be great. And the Gemara points out that if you say Yehi Shmei Rabbah, you should say it with all your heart and all your soul. You don't necessarily have to scream it, but you should say it with all your kavana. And it gets a 70-year decree gets ripped up, whatever that means. But point is, it's a really big thing to Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and say Yehi Shmei Rabbah with all your heart. In general, you're not supposed to speak louder than the chazan, so you don't have to scream it. But if you're saying it in order to inspire everyone else around you, then there is a heter to say it really loud. And that's why there's that guy at the Kotel. If you ever notice, at 11 o'clock on Shabbos morning, he screams, Amen, yesh! And you can actually hear him from Areita. It's pretty cool. Ashrei Areita.